You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I am Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte has joined me in the studio, along with MSU's Arthur J. Bauernfeind, College of Business Dean, Dr. Tim Todd. Tim, thanks for being on Sounds Good today.
Thank you, Tracy. Kate, it's an honor to be here.
Well, I'm embarrassed that it's been 18 years that you've been at Murray State University, and this is the very first time you've been on the air live with us. So this is a historical moment.
I am honored to be baptized into the KMS family this way. I've been a member for a long time, as you both know, but I've never been live with you. So it's an honor for me to be here with both of you.
Well, next Tuesday is the focus of our conversation, and it's one of those geek heaven days, I would say, for learning more about the economic development world that we live in Western Kentucky.
Absolutely. This next week is going to be a groundbreaking day, in my opinion, Kate and Tracy. The our interim president, Tim Miller, had the idea to bring about a lot of decision makers, a lot of constituency groups, a lot of stakeholders, and actually have what I think is the very first conference on economic development focused on West Kentucky, with Murray State being a catalyst and activist for that. So he asked Dr. Bob Jackson and myself to begin to put a team together and plan the conference, and we've been working on this for the last 2.5 months or so now. And with Dr. Miller's blessing, the Bauernfeind College of Business is kind of the lead driver of it, and just honored to be a part of the process and honored to be a part of the event.
Small Business Development Center Director Chris Wildridge told me in passing along the agenda recently that this is Murray State's stepping into real commitment to be a part of the engine driving economic development. Talk about that, please.
I completely agree with that. Chris and I have been very focused over the last several months to begin. The Bauernfeind College of Business, first of all, has been focused on economic development for a long time. And the university has, to a degree. I think, this is just Tim speaking here, I think the university has an opportunity to step up some activities with regard to economic development. We've had several meetings with Mark Manning, for example, and we've been linking with Mark and other economic development drivers in our region, both from an academic program perspective and from a programming perspective like this conference, hoping to evolve into much more of an activist role as opposed to a catalyst role. I think the university at the university level has obviously a lot of resources that, if marshaled the right way, I think that we can make a difference for quality of life and economic enhancements in the region.
Especially as we're teetering on the cusp of the Panama Canal expansion and what that might mean to our premier inland waterway businesses right all around us.
Absolutely. Can I expand on that just a
Please.
Second? Chris and I, to mention Chris again, who does a wonderful job with the Small Business Development Center as the district director, we've been involved over the last 2.5 years, actually under Randy Dunn's presidency, to begin to take that fact of the Panama Canal opening up, if you will, for larger ships, in order to look at the programming that we do from an academic perspective. And that has been the origin of our new logistics and supply chain management program that has now gone all the way through to Frankfurt. It's been approved. We're now searching for, we have a faculty member, Dr. Teresa Betts, that's the driver of that from the academic side, but we need more horses in that field, if you will. So we have permission now to go out and find another professor focused on economic development aspects of logistics supply chain, particularly with transportation. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at the interstate system that we have here, when you look at the railway system that we have here, and you look at the waterway system we have in this region, we are within a day's drive of 80% of the population of the country. And when you bring in river and rail to that, there's a huge opportunity there for transportation logistics kinds of things. Literally thousands of jobs in West Kentucky focus on the river industry, as you all know, by itself. So we think there's an opportunity from what our core mission is at Murray State, which is teaching and learning, to build a program around teaching and learning that also focuses on economic development. And that's just one of the examples we have going on.
So next Tuesday, this economic development conference titled The Future of West Kentucky, starts bright and early with Ron Crouch, who is sort of a legend of numbers. He has been crunching Kentucky's demographics for years.
He has, yeah. He's been focused on the number crunching and data analysis for a long, long time. He currently is the director of research and statistics in the Kentucky Office of Employment and Training. And Mr. Crouch has been, he's just the data guy. You know, people around Kentucky from Pikeville to Paducah and everywhere in between, they know that name. And we're honored to have him kick off that event at 11 o'clock next Tuesday. The registration actually starts at 10. 11 o'clock is when Ron will start speaking. And the way we've designed this, Kate, is that Ron will give to the audience a data perspective on West Kentucky. So there's education to begin the day together. And then after Ron finishes, we'll proceed with rest of the day on various economic engines and economic development initiatives. But we all thought that we all need to be educated on the same plane at the beginning of the day, and Ron is going to provide that in a fun and focused area, as you've seen him speak before.
Yeah, it always makes sense. Which is a good trick, given his subject matter.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Then you've got lunch and a stellar keynote.
After lunch, the keynote speaker, Dr. Tim Miller, will introduce the keynote, and that will be Lieutenant Governor Abramson. And we're thrilled that Lieutenant Governor Jerry Abramson will be on our campus and provide the keynote address at the lunch. He's been, as you know, the longest-serving mayor in the city of Paducah, and then after the city-county merged, he was elected at least once or twice after that. So Mr. Abramson, Lieutenant Governor Abramson, has been involved in politics for a long, long time, and as the number two executive officer in Kentucky, we're thrilled that he is here. The governor, actually, the day before, is in the far side of Kentucky talking about the same thing in Somerset. So to try to get the governor here that quickly was going to be logistically tough. So he sent the number two person advocating the importance of of West Kentucky as well. So we're thrilled that Lieutenant Governor Abramson will be here.
Is there any correlation between the activities of this summit conference and others around the state setting legislative agendas?
I think that's a very good question, and I appreciate you asking it. I think the correlation is more than just timing. If you ask me, did we coordinate with Representative Hal Rogers and the governor's office and what they were doing in Somerset? No, the answer is no, we did not. But they were coordinating that for Eastern Kentucky at the same time we were coordinating here for Western Kentucky. And the timing of both of these, as Dr. Miller gave us the charge, frankly, he said he wants a top-notch conference brought together, hosted by this university, and for this to happen before the legislative session. So those were our marching orders, and I'm proud that we're fulfilling that for President Miller.
So walk us through the afternoon where the real action gets underway. I seem to think it's collegial work almost.
Absolutely. As we said, the luncheon will begin after Ron finishes from 11 to about 12 o'clock or so. The luncheon is at 12. The keynote will be at 12:30 with the Lieutenant Governor. And then we're going to break from the ballroom of the Curra Center, which is located on the third floor, over around the corner to the theater. And in the theater, at 1:30, Secretary of Transportation Mike Hancock will present. He will have 30 minutes by himself to present various transportation initiatives that are focused on West Kentucky and are focused on economic development. Obviously, the two bridges. He's going to talk a little bit about Interstate 69. He's going to talk a little bit about the Panama Canal and the opening and what that means to the river ports and our river counties and then Paducah and then up through Owensboro. So Secretary of Transportation Mike Hancock will be there at 1:30. At 2 o'clock, the next speaker will be Mike Marshall. And Mike is the alternate federal co-chairman of the Delta Regional Authority. And we are in the Delta Regional Authority by definition of where we are in the western part of Kentucky. And Mike is the number two person with the Delta Regional Authority that basically runs both sides of the Mississippi River all the way up to into the Missouri and other areas. Mike is the former mayor of Sikeston, Missouri, and that appointment is a federal appointment. So he was appointed by President Obama to take over as the number two person within the Delta Regional Authority. And We've had grants and contracts here at the university through the DRA, and we're very proud of that. So there's a good relationship there that we have with the Delta Regional Authority. Mike will have 30 minutes there as well. So he will speak from 2 to 2:30. And then we have two panels. The first panel is going to focus on entrepreneurial development and economic development. And we have four speakers at that panel. We have Loretta Daniel, who Tracy and you, as you and Kate know, is the director of the Kentucky Innovation Network, the Murray office of that, the Regional Business and Innovation Center. And Loretta does a wonderful job in that leadership role. One of her clients, who has been a very successful entrepreneur in his own right, Scott Laskowski, is the president of LEI Products out of Madisonville. And he is the founder of a lot of green initiatives, and one of those initiatives is called the BioBurner, and we are actually engaged with Scott and LEI Products. The university is engaged with him in conducting some research on what this BioBurner does. Specifically, through Loretta, we have brought three colleges together to focus on biomass, on the growing of crops, on what sustainable agriculture is, and sustainable energy through agriculture would be. Dr. Tony Brandon took the lead role in that with Loretta, but in addition to the Hudson School of Ag, the Jones College of Science, Engineering, and Technology, and Dean Steve Cobb, along with the Bauer and Fine College of Business, the three academic entities have been focused with Scott on his product and on his invention in trying to bring that further into the marketplace, if you will. So he will be a second speaker on that panel. The other two speakers will be Morgan Pierce-Dorf. She is the project manager for the Kentucky Cabinet for Economic Development, and Morgan is all across Kentucky working with exports and imports, but a lot of her focus is on the Kentucky World Trade Center and what exports mean to the local economies and the statewide economies. And then the final speaker there on that panel will be Chris Wooldridge, who is, as we talked about earlier, the district director of the West Kentucky Small Business Development Center, who does a wonderful job in our economic outreach aspect as well. That will happen from 2:30 to 3:30. And then the final panel is at 3:30 to about 4:30, and there's three speakers on that one. The theme on that panel, Kate, is broadband and workforce development along with tourism. So the three speakers we have are going to focus one on broadband connectivity for West Kentucky and what that means for economic development, one on workforce development, and then one on tourism. The workforce development speaker will be Sheila Clark, and many of your listeners know who Sheila is, the director of the West Kentucky Workforce Investment Board. The broadband aspect will be focused on by Speaker Michael Ramage, and Michael is the associate director in the Center for our Telecommunication Systems Management Program, which is an academic program shared by the Bauer and Fine College and the Jones College here at the university. And the final speaker focused on tourism will be a gentleman named Seth Wheat, and Seth is the assistant to the executive director of Kentucky's Office of Adventure Tourism. And First Lady Jane Beshear has been focused a lot on that with some Eastern Kentucky projects. Here in Western Kentucky, the Trail Towns designation is something that's very popular. I think you may have interviewed our mayor in Dawson Springs, which is my hometown. Mm-hmm. Dawson Springs, which is in the Murray State footprint, was the first Kentucky community that got the Trail Town designation. And Seth will talk about what that means and what the Trail Town designation, what is involved in that, what is contained in the infrastructure of that, and what that means to economic development. And then we'll conclude the day with a one-page survey that all of the attendees are going to be asked to fill out very quickly on how Murray State can be more active in the role of helping these communities throughout our 18-county region make quality of life better from an economic sense.
Is this a be careful what you ask for moment?
Oh, that's good. I don't think so. I think it's refreshing and it's exciting for me personally to see this type of energy and this type of direction with regard to the university and with regard to the academic elements of the university as well as the other aspects. So I'm thrilled that Murray State is going to be stepping up efforts for economic development in West Kentucky, and I have a hard time believing that anybody would not be thrilled with that.
We're speaking with Dr. Tim Todd, Dean of the Arthur J. Baurenfeind College of Business, and there's just a little bit of business left to do about this Economic Development Conference at Murray State, Tuesday, December 10th, and that is who can come and what does it cost?
Very much. It costs nothing. So that's the golden ticket right there.
There is a free lunch.
Is a free lunch. You know, there's no such thing as a free lunch except on December 10th. So, but basically, we ask that anyone that's interested, if they could pop an email to a lady named Rhonda Rogers, who is in my office. The email would be rrogers and then at murraystate.edu, just for lunch numbers. We have, as of this morning, in the 150 range of RSVPs, we have room for 300. So we would love to have 300 people come and have lunch and hear Ron Crouch and the data-driven decision-making that needs to be the focus in West Kentucky, and then stay for the day, stay for lunch, and hear the lieutenant governor, hear the secretary of transportation, hear a federal official, and then hear two panels that are focused on truly West Kentucky regional things that can happen. And make economic development a priority for this end of Kentucky.
I tell you what, we're all very interested in broadband at WKMS because we have a channel called HD2 that's online streaming at WKMS.org with a full classical stream that we'd love more people in Western Kentucky to be able to hear all the time. Right now it's iffy.
Yeah.
So we're looking for that for sure. I'm so grateful for your time. I know you're real busy, and we appreciate your being with us today.
Well, Kate, it's an honor for me to be here, and I'm glad after 18 years I can now say I've been live on the air with you and Tracy, and it is an honor. WKMS is very important to this part of Kentucky, and I've been a contributing member for many, many years, and I'm honored to say that I will continue to do that because you all do a great job.
Have we got the recording on?
Yes, we do. You may hear that again in the future.
Very good, very good.
Thanks again.
Thank you.